his work. Jesus said, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Oh, what a sublime state to be in, to know that the work that you have been given to do has been completed. Surely this prayer of all prayers was offered to the Father for the disciples' benefit. Surely this pinnacle of the Gospel of John was an example of how to live, an example of how to pray, an example of how to deny self, an example of how to love as I have loved. Oh, assuredly, this entreaty to the Father demonstrates a life given over to the love of God, demonstrating the final step in a life that lived from start to finish unto God, demonstrating the concluding comment in a life exemplified as good, demonstrating a life that denied self, a life teaching us that we should also only do the things the Father shows us to do. No wonder that the genesis of his earthly ministry, a voice from heaven was heard to say, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God, in his omniscience, knew the work of the Lord would be completed in time, for he knew the end from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. No wonder, through the inspiration of the psalmist, this Father could answer him, Ask of me, and I will give thee. His desire was not to receive for himself. His sublime prayer prays for others. His majestic, magnificent, glorious prayer was for you and for me. It was others for whom Jesus prayed, those of his own that were left behind. He prayed for those who believed in him, to be kept in him within the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one, he prayed. And Paul and all the disciples exemplify the distresses that we have to face. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And Paul explained the reason. For we have this treasure, the Spirit of God, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Jesus, sent into the world by God, exemplified the life lived unto God. We who are sent into the world by Christ are to be sanctified through the truth. Paul explained how we too can live that same typical, exemplary life unto God. For we are to live in Christ, and to Christ, and by Christ, and for Christ. Jesus did not pray that God would take them or us out of the world, but that they and we should be kept by God from the evil one. It was in the power of the Spirit that Christ lived and died and rose again. And it is that same power that we will be quickened to live in newness of life. For it pleased God that in him should all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. And the glorious body of Christ is to be that reservoir of divine fullness as we live out this life of affliction and woe as his representatives on earth.